Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Going on out there, everybody, and thanks so much again for joining us here on Expanded Perspectives with me, Cam Hale. And this is a quick, crazy Christmas OTC, and I'm not alone. That's right, the Grinch himself, Kyle Filson.
How's it going, everybody? Yes, I'm here in Skeleton Studios, Frozen Skeleton Studios. Excited, it's that time of year, folks. We're going to be doing a Christmas edition of Expanded Perspectives. We're going to be doing it a little bit different today. Mary took off. There's nobody here at the studio but just me and Cam. And we've just been laughing and joking and cutting up for the last hour. And we decided, why don't we just record this thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cold, folks. I think it was 8 degrees when I got here this morning.
Yeah. It was a real banger. That's a lot of fun. All you folks up north, close the windows. Quit sending the cold air down here. Come get it. Y'all need your heavy coat if you come down here. But it was windy.
The wind
is what got us. It was like 25 mile an hour winds.
Boy, I'm telling you.
I don't like the wind. All y'all folks that live up there, all up in the Dakotas and all through this area where the wind picks up and the snow, man, I feel for y'all. That is not a good time.
You ever have one of those weeks where it's just like everything that can go wrong is going wrong, going against you?
The last 3 weeks of my life have been that way.
Man, I'm telling you, I had a doozy of a week. First of all, my car broke down when they took it into the shop. They ended up finding all types of things wrong. So I was like, yep, well, we're already here. Go ahead and fix it. So that was $1,700. That
great.
Was fun. You know, nothing like right around Christmas. You know, I'm already taxed.
Now you're in the hole. Now you're in the hole starting out.
Yeah, then the bad weather hit. And so I had a whole bunch of jobs pile up on me. And then my wife got rear-ended today in her car.
Oh, no.
Some old man just plowed into the back of it. It's not too bad, but it's still, you know, I'm going to have to pay my deductible, everything. Yeah. It's just a hassle.
She good?
She's good. Yeah, everybody's
good.
Nobody
was with him? Or?
No, she was alone.
Oh.
Some old man just not paying attention, I guess, looking at
maybe
all.
Maybe he was just trying to meet her.
The Christmas lights.
Thought I'll just bump this old gal.
Whatever. But yeah, it's just been a crazy, crazy week. So I'm trying to put a big bow on it after this recording of this episode. And then I'm gone, folks. You can ghost me. I'm going to go. I'm going to hang out with Luke and the family, and we're going to have some fun. We're not going anywhere, thank God. Delee's brother and sister and mom. And
so everybody's coming over.
Coming to my house. Yep.
Nice.
So I've been getting ready to cook a big prime rib roast. The problem is I can't thaw the damn thing out. Right?
It's so cold. You have to put it at the foot of the bed.
Man, I'm telling you. But I'm looking forward to it. I hope everybody out there is doing good. I hope everybody got all the Christmas shopping done. If you haven't, you got no one to blame but yourself. It's 2022, folks. Look, there's a thing called Amazon. You didn't have to go nowhere. I know that my wife, she loves shopping. Her and her sister, they'll go for hours.
Come back with nothing.
And not even buy anything. I'm like, can you ever imagine a day where you would go to 8 stores, try on 35 pairs of jeans and not buy one? No, that would never happen, would it?
Do you ever go to more than one store? Because I very rarely go to more than one.
No, I know what I
know where I'm. Yeah.
Before I walk in.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, just a difference, right?
It's
hunters versus
hobby.
Gatherers.
That's it.
There is a difference.
Yes.
There is a difference.
Hunters versus gatherers.
What have you been up to?
Oh, man, just living my best life. If my best life was like a piece of gum on the bottom of your shoes, I mean, that's pretty much the way it's been working for the last 3 weeks. But, hey, tomorrow we're having our family Christmas.
Okay.
On Christmas Eve. Everybody's coming over here in my family, and we're going to do all that stuff. So that's what we're going to do over the weekend for that.
That's cool.
So I get a jump on it. But I'm making fajitas. I'm making refried beans, like I brought to the D&D game. I'm
Excellent.
Making refried beans. I'm making I've got marinated right now the fajita meat. So I'm marinating my fajita, beef fajita meat. My son's bringing over the chicken fajita. My mother's bringing in Spanish rice. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. So we're just going to have the whole big deal. Hot sauce, chips, tortillas, making cheese enchiladas.
Did you get any Christmas tamales?
No, we didn't. We messed around where we were going to get them from. We wanted to try a new spot, and then we didn't. We didn't get the order in time. So that's the reason we decided to go with the enchiladas.
H-E-B's got some pretty jam up tamales. Really? Yeah, they're pretty good. I get mine from the Mexican meat market, but H-E-B has got some good ones.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to learn to make them.
That's the thing. I've looked into it.
Man, it's work.
It's a lot of work, though.
If
you're going to do it, go ahead and make a whole, make 8 dozen, you know what I mean? And then freeze them, because it's a lot of work.
Man, but they're so good.
They are so good.
They're so freaking good. But other than that, that's all I've been up to, man. Nothing too crazy. Of course, I know I'm not getting anything for Christmas because I have not been good.
That's not true. I just brought you a Christmas gift.
Yeah, you did. You brought me a banger of a Christmas gift. I got a nice leather strop, double-sided, for sharpening knives and broadheads.
Nice. You got me a dice tower.
Oh, yeah.
And a new box for dice storage, right?
Yeah, and you can roll in there and carry your little mini and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we got it fixed up. So yeah, I got that. So I was good enough to get that. The rest of that stuff's kind of questionable.
Right. Well, speaking of good, I like it when we get good stories sent to us. Check this out.
Lay it on me.
It says, I've been trying to research my incident online and have come up with zero references. So perhaps some of your listeners may have insight to it. The other night, my son and I were on the couch in our apartment just watching TV. All of the lights were off. Suddenly, we both jumped at the same time as we saw a strange apparition fly by our balcony. Now, we're on the third floor, so not too high up, and the door and the curtains were open, giving us a clear view to the outside. What we saw was large, and judging from the distance between our building and the neighboring building, which is approximately 60 or 70 feet away, it was halfway between the two. It was whitish, slightly opaque, like an amorphous blob, about 10 foot by 15 foot across. It moved as though it was like a cloud or a mist being blown in a very brisk wind, changing shape constantly. There was no noise aside from the usual street noises. However, if it were that windy, a mist or cloud wouldn't be able to retain its shape for that long. We saw it pass our balcony and then the further window in a straight line, as though traveling towards some goal in the distance. The way it moved indicated that it was purposeful, as though in a breeze, yet the weird thing is, there was no breeze at all. I went out later to test if there was any wind, and its speed and direction, and noted that there was a very slight air movement that was coming out of the north to the south, and that thing was traveling in the opposite direction from the south to the north. We both just looked at each other afterwards in amazement and said at the same time, "Did you just see that?" And yes, what was that thing? We exchanged our brief descriptions of what we had both just seen and tentatively looked out the balcony door to see if we could see it, but it was gone. Now, a side note, if it had been any sort of material traveling in a freak wind at that moment, its direction, speed, and height from the ground would have brought it directly into a grove of trees on the edge of the property, where it would have been tangled in the branches or fallen to the ground in a parking lot and swept to the edges of the property into the chain-link fence. Now, further searches of these areas have yielded nothing that would fit the description of this thing. If anyone out there has seen or heard of such a thing, I would sure love to know about your experiences or thoughts. Thanks kindly, Pema. Well, thank you, Pema. Your sighting is strange.
Wow.
It kind of reminds me of the strange thing Cam saw one night. Him and his daughter were eating. Remember you said you saw something?
It's one of those things, man. I don't even really, like we've always said, when people ask if you had a sighting, I always say no.
Yeah, right.
But thinking back, her and I talked about that just not a week or so ago when we were discussing it. We were laughing about it. It's because we have no idea what it could possibly be.
Right, and it also reminds me of the stories of way up in the atmosphere, there are these large biological things living up there that every once in a while, for whatever reason, fall to Earth or fall to someone's lawn. You know, you hear these strange sightings. Or were you seeing a ghost? I mean, I don't know. I know that you're not alone. In fact, there's lots of people that see strange things moving through the air. I mean, I included. The only sighting I've ever had was of a glowing green orb moving against the wind when I was hunting as a boy.
Against the wind?
Against the wind.
Man, that's a great song.
Right? If you don't like Bob Seger, I mean, you can just cancel your subscription and quit listening. Right? What do you laugh at?
Bob Seger.
You don't like Bob Seger?
We have so many conversations about Bob Seger. We use him for a lot of
our
jokes.
Not just us. Lots of people do. He's an amazing musician.
Here it goes.
Come on.
Kyle, you know how I always get grabbed by headlines.
Of course.
When you hear the word unholy sized, it draws you in, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Draws you in. So this is one of those ones that took place in Alaska. Ketchikan, Alaska, all right, about a National Guardsman. Listen to this. It says, it was in the winter of 1997, I believe. I was living in Ketchikan, Alaska, and serving in the National Guard as an 11B. I loved it. As some may know, a joint task force between all the branches of military began working on building a road on a nearby island, a net island. And this was the fulfillment of a 50 or so year treaty the U.S. made with the sovereign Indians of Metlakatla. Says this was a big project that I believe was finished in 2007. Anyway, the Marines spent the first summer building the HQ. It was a series of plywood huts and the framework of a mess hall. When summer ended, the huts were basically now just sheds. There was no electricity or no running water. Well, me and five other members of my unit were called to active duty. We were tasked with living on the island for the winter and protecting the camp. Apparently, the local native youth would hop from island to island, vandalizing vacant logging camps and such. This sounds like kids being kids, right?
Yeah.
That's just all they're doing.
Sure.
Is just running around in the woods having fun. He goes on here to say that this was classified as a training mission for budget purposes. Now, it seemed like it would be a good time, 6 months in the winter on a remote island living in a plywood hut, right?
Yeah.
Says, at first, things were somewhat rocky. Yeah, no joke. There was only going to be 4 to 5 of us on the island at a time, with a weekend rotation every 2 or 3 weeks for 1 or 2 of us. Now, it took a couple of months before we had a real generator or propane to cook with, so we subsisted on MREs, 3 meals a day for quite some time. Ooh, that sounds terrible, too.
Yeah.
Says the worst was that there was only one outhouse in the entire camp, which was placed a few hundred yards from camp. To make it even worse, the Native Americans, for whatever reason, declared the ground sacred, and we're not allowed to relieve ourselves on it. That means that if we needed to use the restroom, we had to march down the outhouse in the Alaskan winter. Well, for the most part, I was loving it. We bonded together, told jokes, played push-up poker, and overall just had a grand time roughing it. Well, to make a long story longer, the heart of the winter came, and so did the snow. Lots of snow. By that time, we had these weird heaters that ran on diesel fuel. So we were quite cozy in the huts. However, the one facility left unheated was the outhouse. And not only was it freezing the whole time, says, you see, the bay boat used to bring the porta potty truck had frozen over. So by the third month of our stay, the entire outhouse was dangerously close to being a mess. Filling. It was horrible, and it's freezing. It became my nightmare to use. Give me a trench over an outhouse any day of the week. Even now, thinking of this massive frozen outhouse makes me cringe. I can still see the outhouse in my nightmares. I can imagine, right?
As
you're
walking,
you're just like, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, they're like, what was that cruise ship where the whole thing
got
stuck out in the Gulf of Mexico for like 2 weeks and there was just sewage all over the decks.
That sounds terrible.
That's why I don't go on a cruise, folks.
Yeah, it's one of the many. Now, it says that this bizarreness of nastiness of the outhouse wasn't the scary part of the story. They said one night, as the four of us were laying around on our cots ready for bed and a few of us were listening to a books on tape that the doc had brought with him, says, I think it was Carl Sagan's Contact. So this is book on tape back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was either that, it said, for entertainment or Art Bell's Coast to Coast Radio, the only English station that we could get on the radio. And if you don't know who he is, you should check it out, right? That's how old all this stuff is. Great. So it goes on to say, this is what I like here. It says, we heard noises outside, right? It says, it doesn't seem scary, but let me tell you, we hadn't heard many noises out there night or day. And you don't think about that. There's probably nothing out there.
No.
It's pretty vast. You don't think about this. And you're in the middle of nothing, and it's in the winter. Probably not going on. Says, at first, we thought it might be some of the kids coming over there to goof around or just like tag and spray paint the place and all this. Seemed logical. But before we came to the island, we'd been giving tours of nearby logging camps, which had been decimated. We were warned that this is what they would do to our camp if we didn't protect it. Well, if it was them, we were ready for them. Nah, wait. No, we really weren't. Who am I kidding? We would have wanted to lock and load and go on the offensive if it wasn't for the fact that this was a training exercise. That meant we didn't have ammunition. We had M16s, but nothing to go in them. Says, well, we were no longer laying on our cots. Instead, we're getting dressed and discussing who it is that is going to investigate with an unloaded rifle. Just then, we heard the sounds come from our door. It was not human. We could hear breathing outside, loud breathing. Now, our PFC was the one who had been picked to lead the charge, and at that point, he flat out refused. None of us blamed him. We didn't want this to become some sort of Alaskan version of Southern Comfort meets Predator, if you know what I mean, it says. So we all sat in silence for 10 or so minutes until this huffing, snorting sound faded away. A few minutes afterwards, we're manned up and we opened the door. We immediately saw in the snow the largest set of wolf prints I have ever seen. I swear they were the size of a pie plate. Those paws must have been the size of a small horse's foot, what he's talking about, or the dinner table plates. We're talking 9 to 10 inches wide.
Wow.
Now that's a hell of a print, right? So you remember this whole outhouse that's a few hundred yards away? Well, from that moment forward, they said that they would just bust out as close to they could and use the restroom. Even though they weren't supposed to, they had to pee. They had to pee right there. So I'm sure they probably held on to it.
Yeah, dude. It was wolves are no joke.
No joke.
I mean, the reason that there's all this folklore, Red Riding Hood and all these stories that all involve wolves is because people, these things, I mean, they've been eradicated almost everywhere. You know, they're reintroducing them in Yellowstone and stuff, and they're making a comeback. But the reason all those ranchers and stuff got rid of them is because back in the day, those things were dangerous, and they didn't have weapons like we have in modern times, right? Well, could you imagine before guns, what would you do?
Well, look at all the videos you see of wolves taking down elk and whatnot in Yellowstone.
Right, and it can do that. What do you think it can do to you?
Oh, have you not seen the videos of those wolves like charging up on dudes in Russia? Well, they'll be like 5 or 6 and they are huge.
That's what I'm saying. They are massive. I don't think most people appreciate how big those wolves can get.
Until I got to see one, you know, in person.
Yeah.
I had no idea when I saw it. You can get them and see that they're big, but when you get there, you're like, oh, yeah, I get it now, right?
And their bite strength is incredible, right?
Well, this doesn't get any better. So they guys stayed here. One of the dudes that was there went and spent a weekend in town, right? It was his time off. He came back with his diving light, one of those super bright spotlights. So they had him a super bright spotlight, if y'all will. And they said that later on, one of the guys, and I think it was one of the guys, maybe one of the sergeants there, but probably the PFC. Yep, is the PFC. He decides to go to the bathroom one night, so he's going to make the walk. So he grabs the spotlight, shines the spotlight down there. This is literally like 5 days after they saw the wolf. It's standing beside the crapper.
It must probably know that people. It probably knows people are coming back and forth.
So that's what I wonder is if this big wolf, let's say we're in the middle of Alaska, maybe this thing is a giant. I wouldn't say it's maybe, they say unholy. Who knows how big it truly was, but it seems to have patterned. Right?
Yeah.
How easy would it be? We're pretty easy to take out.
And there's not a lot to eat probably this time of year.
But now let's say that it's not. Let's say that it is some sort of dark, evil entity wolf.
And they got like pack tactics.
Yeah, that's true. They get advantage on attacks. This is true.
Yeah.
So maybe so.
It's
maybe
a dire wolf.
A dire wolf.
Yeah.
I would...
Maybe that's what I'm saying. Like everybody's always talking. I've always bring this up on the show, talking about werewolves or dog man. Like wolves are out there all the time.
Yes.
They're always a wolf. A person's only a werewolf. They're only a wolf when it's a full moon, right?
This is true.
Wolves are wolves 24/7.
Why aren't we more afraid of wolves than instead of werewolves? Like dog man is dog man all the time.
Right. And when you see a dog man, see one. You don't see a pack. Wolves work in packs.
That's true. But we do know stories of packed dog men, like that one house that had like the 6 or 7 outside of it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But that's the only one. And they didn't attack. They feed off of energy and fear, whereas real wolves
feed off
of what's inside you and what you're made out of.
Organs, meat.
Yeah, they like your liver. Like I saw the thing, and I'm rooting for them. Orca are eating like shark livers now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll bite like a great white's liver out and leave the rest of it. They only want the liver. Like, how do they know that?
Slow claps. I'm a big orca fan.
Those things are incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
Oh, so that's it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what if it is? So you brought up a dire wolf. Maybe that's what it was. Well, do you think there could be out there? Or you think it's just, because I often wonder, right? Like you hear all these stories about giant pigs and we know that there's some out there. And then there's guys that you talk to that hunt them all the time. And they're like, man, if you break 300 pounds in the wild, you've really done something if it's a truly wild pig, right?
Yeah.
Most of them are crossovers or they've gone feral or whatnot. And those are big pigs. And even 400 pounders, like you see them, but you don't see them all the time.
Right.
But a couple hundred pounds is kind of like something that you see. I always think of it as like dudes that are built like Shaquille O'Neal. Like they're there, right. But they're not all the time, right? Like you have an average.
Sure.
And it feels like that's an average. I just wonder how much above average are wolves? Like can they get, or how much would they get more above average in size?
I'm sure every once in a while there's just a massive one born. And most of the time the largest wolf in the pack is like the one of the females.
Yeah, yeah, I get. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably just, he's probably not used to seeing the size of the wolf. They saw it. It's scary in your mind. You're like, that's the biggest wolf. It's impossibly unholy big, as you claimed.
But he's saying that it was as big as pie plates, like 9-inch wide paws.
Yeah, I could believe that.
So maybe, and of course, again, I don't know how to measure stuff in snow. I know if you don't do it right then, you know, it can soften, as all the things that we've seen when they talk about it, measuring tracks.
Yeah, right.
Big feet and Sasquatch.
Double stepping and things. Well, before I got a pretty cool story that also took place in Alaska.
Hit me
before
with
we
it.
Get into that.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind blowing, it's mouth blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So we were just talking about a crazy sighting that happened in Alaska. This also happened in Alaska, but it's not a wolf. It's not a dog man. This person thinks that they might have seen the Mothman or a flying humanoid just like the Mothman, but in a fishing village in southwest Alaska. Now, this person, this isn't the real name, but they're using the pseudonym Nate. And Nate says, excuse me, my first encounter with this thing most people call the Mothman was when I was 9 years old, and I remember it clearly, like it was yesterday. I was walking back from my uncle's place. I was walking on the sidewalk, and I saw this man standing on top of my father's house, close to the edge, facing west. He was all black, and he looked like a man. He stood about 7 or 8 foot tall. I shouted out at him, but he acted like he didn't hear me. I said, "Hey, you! Who are you? What are you doing up there?" And I kept trying to get his attention, but it was like I wasn't even there. But when I said, "Hey, you're standing on my house. Who are you?" He looked at me for a few seconds. His face seemed like a normal person's face until it slowly opened its eyelids, and I saw a red glow. Like his eyes were glowing, not a red, but a light red, a glow, a strange glow. I froze and I just stared at him. He stood there looking at me for 9 or 10 seconds and looked away and jumped really high and far. I'd say he probably jumped about 40 foot in the air and 70 to 80 feet away. And as soon as he seemed to start falling down, a very long and large set of wings came out of his back and flapped twice. Just in those two flaps, he traveled about 100 feet and flew right over the high school. Since that day, I never spoke about what I saw to anyone about it because I thought I saw the devil. I was freaked out so bad, I looked out for it every day to make sure the thing wasn't around. Now, that was my first encounter with that thing. Its body was mostly like a man's, and his face was also like a man's, too, but his eyes, That's what's so crazy. They were scary and weird. And those wings, they were very long and large, like a gargoyle. His whole body was all black, like not skin, but blackness that was covering him. I can't explain it. I'm not the only one in my village that saw this thing either. But after that, there have been so many sightings here and in other nearby villages, even to the point that the thing goes into people's houses while they sleep, I'm told. That happened to someone I know. Now, all of these occurrences that were experienced, they took place in a coastal village called Tunanak in Alaska. Now, it's located on the northeast coast of Nelson Island, which is about 110 miles northwest of Bethel, Alaska. Now, interestingly, the population of the community is almost 96% Native Alaskan, or at least part Native, and the people, the locals there, they're mostly fishing, and they live a substance, a very simple lifestyle, they said. The guy Nate, he went on to continue with his story. He says, "I don't know what it's called by the elders. I don't know its real name. It's just that all the people here know it as the devil. It comes around, and suddenly, whenever it does, very bad things start happening. Sometimes it just seems to be watching, and nothing happens, or very weird things start to happen. Some people will experience an ability of some sort for a short time, and then suddenly they're back to normal. If you ask me, I think that the Mothman is not a physical being. I think it's an energy formed from somewhere or some place that takes character when encountered by an individual. When encountered by a person with a certain belief system, the Mothman takes on a form according to the person's point of view of reality. That's just one theory of mine to explain it and its appearance to people. Some people will say it looked like an angel with red eyes. Some will say it looks like a cowboy, standing 9 foot tall with glowing red eyes. Others say it looked like a 6 foot tall man that can walk through walls. So to tell you my thoughts on the name of the thing, I would say maybe it's the name of Leviathan from the book of Job in the Bible. That would be the closest name I could come up for it. Why I had so many encounters with it, I have no idea. I do know that there have been encounters in other villages nearby. Now, he goes on to talk about how his second encounter was when he was a teenager. He said it was a winter night, and I was riding on a snow machine with my cousin. We saw a light on the north hill. We thought it was another snow machine, so we went to go and see who it was. When we got close to the hill, the light disappeared. We were able to see every part of the hill. The light just vanished somewhere in sight. So we were going to go back home. We turned the snow machine around as my cousin said he had to urinate, so I waited for him to finish. While I was waiting, I saw a black object on the ground, darker than all the other things on the ground. It was getting taller, like something was coming out of the ground. As soon as it reached 7 foot tall or so, it started to come at us fast. I told my cousin to look at that thing. He started to freak out and ran to the snow machine, started it, and looked back at it. He yelled, "It's getting very close," so I looked back. It seemed to be 100 feet or so away, and it was approaching us fast. I screamed to my cousin to take off. I was so freaked out, I closed my eyes. We were going at least 50 miles an hour on this snow machine. I looked back to see how far we got away from it, but that thing was getting closer. I estimated it at 15 to 20 feet away from us at this point. It was like that thing was not even running and seemed to float over the ground. I couldn't see any eyes on it. No red eyes this time, just all black. I was screaming to my cousin to go faster, but the thing just got closer and closer. Like speed was nothing to this thing. When we reached the village, the thing stopped and turned around. My cousin just kept going, fast on the town road, going about 60 miles an hour until we got close to my grandmother's place. He slammed on the brakes as we jumped out of the snow machine and ran into the house. We told everyone inside what was chasing us. My grandmother said that it was the devil and told us to stop being bad kids. Now, my third encounter was when I was 22 years old and at home playing on a Ouija board. I was talking with the board and it said it was the devil, so I foolishly asked it to possess me. It said no. I asked why, and it said wrath. So I stopped asking it questions. Suddenly the room started to get cold, even with the furnace running. I wrapped myself in my blanket, but I was just getting colder. I also felt the need to look out the window, like something was telling me to. I again felt the urge to look. So I got up. I went over to the window and looked outside. Right then, I saw a man standing next to the steps of my neighbor's house. He was looking at me. I could tell he was staring at me. I thought it was one of my neighbors, so I went outside to talk to him. I called his name, but it never replied. The street light was shining on him, but I was unable to see his face, like he was covered in a black cloud or some sort of blackness. I kept trying to get him to recognize me, but I received no answers from him. I took out my Zippo lighter, which I had just filled with lighter fluid, and hadn't used it since. I flicked it on and tried to see his face, but I still couldn't see it. When I got closer, my Zippo turned off as if that thing blew it out. I tried to relight it, but I was unable to do so. Suddenly, I heard a quiet voice saying in my head to back away. So I backed off slowly, not turning my back until I got to the road. When I reached the road, I took off running as fast as I could back to my place. I looked out the window to see if it was still there, and it was still staring at me. I started to look for a flashlight so I could see what or who it was. When I found the flashlight, I looked out the window and noticed that it was moving off of the road. I decided to follow it. When I looked closely at it, it didn't seem to be walking. It was floating away. Dogs would start barking as it passed the houses. I was chasing it, holding a flashlight, hoping I could get a good look at its face. I was too slow to get close, but fast enough to keep up behind it. Like it was going slow to make sure I was behind it, but fast enough to stay far ahead of me. I felt like it was luring me to him, but I kept chasing it. When it started getting closer to the church, it slowed down and circled the church, like it didn't want to get close. It continued to move on, and I just continued chasing it. When we reached the end of the village, I stopped. I felt creeped out, like the thing was trying to get me to go out onto the tundra into the dark. I turned around and quickly walked home. There are other encounters with this thing that many of the people in the world know as Mothman. But here, we know it as the devil or demon. He has been around a very long time and has been seen by many people in my village. He has done a lot of things that creep everyone out, like being at a location where someone dies the very next day and in the very exact spot where he was seen. When he comes around, that means something bad is going to happen. I don't call him the devil or the demon. I disagree with that term. I just call him the black man with red eyes, or the dark man, because he's surrounded by blackness or a black cloud. There was an encounter where a guy was out hunting and saw it with a couple of his friends. They tried to get its attention, but it never responded back. They tried shooting next to it, but he never got spooked by any of the gunshots. There are many other encounters out there, and these aren't all mine. I can say what happened to me, though. I hear lots of stories. Nate. So, again, with this Mothman, this Jeeper Creepers type entity being seen, lots of times it's like a harbinger for death or bad things or omens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you read about the collapsing bridge in Point Pleasant, you know, or if you hear about the hurricane that took place in Galveston, shortly before, you know, these things have happened, that's where people see the Mothman. There's been a huge wave of sightings in and around the city of Chicago.
Still.
Yeah. Waiting for something to happen. But maybe it is happening. Maybe all the gang violence and everything down there on the south side. That's why the Mothman keeps getting seen, is because there's terrible crimes going on in Chi-Raq every week.
And he is a harbinger of some sort of evil or darkness. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's feeding on it.
So maybe this is happening not just, you know, in West Virginia, not just in Galveston, not just in Chicago. But here we have sightings of very similar things happening up in a rural part of Alaska. Perhaps it's all over the world. This Mothman, this demon, this dark man, this hat man, whatever it is, it shows up and bad things start happening. But why do only certain people see it? What I mean is it a coincidence that people notice it, or is it seeking out those people? Because I get the impression like this guy, he's seen it three times in his life. It's like it wants him to see it. You know, what
like
is
it
that?
Knows. Like it knows he can see it.
Yeah. Like how do you, I mean.
Well, you know what? There's something that stuck with me. And you and I discussed watching this show, and I bring it up because it was part of this movie. The movie Troll. On Netflix.
The original one?
No, the one on Netflix.
The new one. Yes, yeah. I've seen it. Yep.
Okay. There's one part in there to where the dad tells the daughter, you have to believe to see them. What if there is white and water to that? Like, what if there is, like, real substance to that statement?
Well, I believe there is because in certain parts of Scandinavia, like where that movie takes place, I mean, there are people that it's not a fairy
tale.
What
I'm saying is, like, if you don't believe, you're not as likely to see them.
Right.
What if that's what it is? That's how you hide. They're hiding in plain sight somehow. I'm saying it's crazy, but it's this whole deal. And you brought up Point Pleasant and brought up all of this. I have a story from there.
Okay.
That you're going to dig on this whole thing, right? This actually takes place though across the river, across the Ohio River from Point Pleasant, and I think it's called Gallipolis?
Sure.
I don't know.
The Galapagos Islands?
Yeah, it's in Ohio. Gallipolis? Who the heck knows? But listen to this. GB writes, this is about basically a deer creature, all right? More like a not deer, maybe. Yeah, listen, it says, this happened a few years ago, but my mother and I remember every single detail of what happened, and I need a little advice. I'm not sure what we saw. So when I was in middle school, my mother and I were driving home, and it was winter and a full moon because I remember the snow glowing under the moon. That's always awesome. Completely awesome. I love it when it's like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Says this was only about 6 p.m., but of course it's really, really dark. Says we're going about 55 miles an hour, and this thing runs across the road and stops in front of us. Now, the only thing or the only way that I can describe this is if you took a deer, combined that with a dog and a person. It stood about as tall as our windshield. It had the legs of what I can describe as a deer, but its back was hunched over and walking on all fours. It had the head of a dog, minus the ears, but its eyes were white and it didn't have a tail. The freakish thing about this creature was its skin. Now, if that's the freakish thing about it, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a canine with mange or anything like that. It had actual human skin all the way down its legs, too long to be dog's legs. It had a rotting meat odor, and some parts of the flesh were broken open like it would be if you had scraped your knee. It was pale white, and you could see its veins. So this thing was moving very fast. It stood there and then ran across the road in the blink of an eye. My mom pulled over and to calm down, but we both saw this. Did we see a crawler? So is this a rake? Is this a crawler? In the snow, mind you. So here's the thing. It sounds like a pasty pale rake. I don't understand like the deer body, but maybe that's their way of seeing it.
Right.
Maybe it was a skinwalker caught half in transformation. Who the heck knows? But to spot this under full moon with the snow, there's plenty of light to see it.
Yeah, right.
Nothing's going to reflect on you. If you went out in what you're wearing right now, nobody's going to mistake in this for pale skin. The only way you see skin in the moonlight is when you see skin in the moonlight. Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, how do you know? That's an odd thing to say, right?
Don't ask.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? That is, I mean, I don't know. I love these stories, though.
Yeah, right? It's right. What could it be? And we're getting more and more of these not deer stories that aren't necessarily not deer, right? Like if you can try to put those in some sort of bracket.
Yeah.
It's pretty broad, kind of like the stuff with the Glimmer Man. There's a lot of stuff that's pretty broad about that.
Man, it's I don't know. I like the
sightings.
So
could it be a crawler? Maybe it was.
It could be. It very well could be.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime. A touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I mean, you got to get you some Lumi Labs, man.
I love them.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and also, while we're taking a break and talking about our ads, let's talk about life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Let's jump on this.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There are a lot of traditions. If y'all aren't aware worldwide, everyone listening, do yourself a favor and look up worldwide Christmas traditions. There may be some you want to take part of that were fun. There's things that we used to do we don't do. There's a lot of – of course, everybody covers the Krampus, right? Because there's been movies about the Krampus. Yeah. Everybody covers that. That's not just all the other stuff. Did you know – and I'd covered it with the Christmas spirits, and we talked about it. Apparently, telling ghost stories on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day is a big thing. Started back in Victorian times.
Yeah,
which
I can imagine. I wonder why, though. Like, it just seems like an odd.
Charles Dickens is what I would probably blame it on.
Do you think that's what it is?
I need to look. I'm pretty sure he had something to do with it. Yeah,
but maybe that's why he was inspired. Is because of the traditions.
It might be.
You know,
yeah.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
That's true. That's very true.
But you're right, though. It does seem like an odd time when you're talking about Christmas to be talking about ghost stories. But it seems like, for whatever reason, people feel like telling ghost stories, which I'm a huge fan of ghost stories. Yeah, so is everyone here. I mean, that's why you're listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very cool.
But then I found this. Now, I'm going to have to look more into this. But apparently, when you go back and look at old drawings and representations of Saint Nick or of Santa, it's not like what we see. We don't have anything like that, right? So apparently in 1938, Hayden Sunbloom is an artist for Coca-Cola, all right? You see all those really badass old school like Santa Coca-Cola stuff? He was the man behind it, where it almost looks like I just went blank on the fella's name. The artist that's always in like all of the doctor's offices, the paintings, right? Norman Rockwell.
Yeah,
that's
Norman
what I'm thinking.
Rockwell,
it's almost like a Norman Rockwell painting, the design of Santa where he's holding the Coke bottle and all of that stuff. So apparently, Mr. Sunbloom was the fella that was responsible for drawing or depicting Santa as a human grandfather when that's not what he was. But due to Coke having such mass worldwide coverage, and especially in the U.S. and then more versions as it spread throughout most of Europe, turned him over to where he looks like that. Prior to that, he was more depicted as a gnome or an elf this because of the past history. So there was really no depiction of fully human ever.
That's crazy.
In history,
right?
Until a Coca-Cola artist got his hands on it.
That's become the iconic image.
That's become the image.
Jolly old white guy with the beard and everything.
When that was not it.
Like, why do they continue to advertise Coca-Cola? Does everybody already not know what Coca-Cola is?
That's true.
I mean, it's everywhere.
They're the best, right? They're the best at advertising. I mean, it's worldwide, right? Like, Pitbull could learn something from Coca-Cola.
I'm sure he partners with them.
Yeah, he should, yeah. There are so many crazy things that are little extras, and I've looked at a bunch of them, and I'm going to take on one of these.
Okay.
One of these that I'm taking on is I'm going to follow the medieval tradition, and I'm going to appoint you the Lord of Misrule.
Okay.
So the Lord of Misrule.
How do you spell that?
M-I-S-R-U-L-E.
Okay.
It's exactly that. Also known as the Abbot of Misrule or the King of Misrule.
The Abbot sounds
the
cool.
The Abbot of, not as good. There are some others. There are some really good names for this whole thing, but the Abbot is good.
And what do I have to do as the Abbot of Misrule?
So, this is back in the times, right? In the Tudor periods of England, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When there was Christmas festivities held in court, you're the person in charge of it. All the noblemen, all the big schools, the inns, all of this stuff, all of these things would come together for the Lord of Misrule or the Abbot of Misrule. Now, your reign would last anywhere from the 12 days of Christmas to 3 months, okay?
Okay.
You were responsible for arranging and directing all Christmas entertaining. Everything that went on in there.
I do like a party.
Elaborate masks, parties, right? Like that. Plays, feasts. And over this, you would preside over the affairs with a mocked court and that you would make fun of. Basically, you're the king of the jesters for this small point of time.
I do like mocking people.
Now, in Scotland, it was a little bit more unofficial, and the Scottish really know how to name it. You would be the Abbot of Unreason.
Oh. Yeah. I want that on my tombstone.
The Abbot of Unreason. That's going to be the next one of my characters will be known as the Abbot of Unreason. The Lord of Misrule. Yeah. So that'll be it. So again, more of the weird, wacky stuff that we don't do. And there are things, of course, you know, other places probably don't think it is crazy because they do it. Like the 12 days of Christmas. We don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
You know
either.
What I'm saying? There's so many little things. If you do Elf on the Shelf, you could do the 12 Days of Christmas. Here's something else we don't do. We don't put fruitcake under our pillows here. English royalty, I think, did some of this stuff, the things back in the day, 17th century stuff. We don't do that.
Yeah, what's the fruitcake for under your pillow? I think that was just somebody had a snack they were saving for later, and their mom called them, and they're like, oh, no, that's just
Here's what it was for. If you ate some, you took a piece with you to bed. You put it under your pillow so you could dream that night of the person you would marry.
Oh.
I think you just had a late night snack.
Yeah. I store sandwiches underneath my pillow.
First of all, who eats fruitcake? What's the matter with you? I'm not eating a fruitcake.
I'm not a big fan.
I like cake and I like fruit. We don't need to combine them.
I just picked up a nothing bundt cake this morning that we ordered.
Oh, I'm glad you don't have it over here with you. You'd be taking half of it back to your house.
The lemon.
As the Abbot of Unrule.
Yeah, that's I got lemon.
Ooh. Good choice. But anyway, so folks, if y'all are looking for something fun to do, maybe not this year, spring it on you a little late, I'm sorry, but maybe next year, maybe you could look into trying something different. I think we should. I think we should try a little something different, maybe cook something different, make something different.
Luke has taken on a new thing. He is celebrating Hanukkah this year.
Oh, you've told me this and I forgot all about it.
Because
he
learned about it at school and he learned that you get a gift every night for 8 nights leading up to Christmas, right? So he's in his mind, he's like, oh, I can get more gifts.
I'm gaming the system.
So I went to Central Market. I got some of the gold candied coins.
Oh, wait a minute.
Star David on there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He thought they were going to be good gifts.
Right. So I've been giving him gifts every night, and they're like $2 gifts.
Oh, he hates you.
So last night, he was like, you know, Dad, I think as we get closer, I think the gifts should get bigger and better. And I'm like, oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you
know that's not how this works, right?
I was like, you wanted to participate.
You're doing it the right way. That's right.
Yeah, I think it's a big letdown, but Luke's very festive, but I could tell
he's festive
like,
on everything.
Very. That's one thing I'll say. Like, if you're going to do something, even if it's something he's not really into, or like, we're going to go feed koi fish. He's like, I'm in. We're feeding koi fish. Like, he's all
down.
About it. His older brothers are the exact opposite. They could care less.
You're like, hey,
if you want to come, we're going to blah, blah,
absolutely
blah.
Absolutely not.
You know, and, you know, you'll stand to win $100. And they're like, nah, I'm not interested. I'm like, but it doesn't cost you anything.
Nah, I'm good.
Like, we were just at a family Christmas at Delise Cousins, and we were playing left, right, center. It's a gambling game. Yeah, we teach our kids how to gamble.
Sharpen knives.
And
smoke.
Everybody puts in $3. You can't lose more than $3. And then a bunch of people, and then the winner gets all. So I've called Caleb. hey, I'll give you $3. Do you want to play? No, I'm not interested. I'm like, look, if you lose, you're losing my money. If you win, you make like $90. What do you got to do? He ended up playing, and he did win eventually. Jacob, you want to do it? Nope. Don't want to do it. What are you going to do? He just, I guess, stared at the TV.
Just watched them play the game.
They're not festive. Luke, he's all about
it. Now, did he give you your $3 back after he won it all?
Yeah, yeah.
Or did you stake him for like...
Oh, like, no, the VIG and everything? Like, yeah. I'm running juice? No, it's Christmas. Come on.
All right, man. I'm just kidding. You've changed.
You know, when you were talking about the not deer signings and stuff, if you haven't, folks, seen the movie Antlers... I suggest Antlers.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
I think we talked about it when it first came out, but that's a really...
Because we were mad it took forever to come out.
That's right, the COVID.
I'm not caught up on Willow. We've got so many things to catch up on and spend festive time. Favorite Christmas movie, again?
Die Hard.
Yeah, there you go. What about, we always say Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Die Hard yet. I got to wait. I got to wait till tomorrow night to watch it.
I think we'll be watching it tomorrow during the day. Luke and my wife went and just saw Violent Night.
I'm going to go see it.
He loved it. He said it was great. Now, my wife did say there's a lot of cursing in there, but Luke hears a lot of cursing in our house anyways because we got teenagers and everything else. But,
I better not go see that.
He really enjoyed it. And then me and Luke went and watched Puss in Boots yesterday.
Oh, he's down to his last life.
Yep. It was a very good. Man, you know, Pixar, I was thinking about this halfway through the movie when I was sitting there watching it. The cartoons are so much better than when we were kids.
You think?
I mean, just so much better. But what I like about them is they make it enjoyable because they know the adults are going to be taking the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they slip in little things that that Luke would never pick up.
Do you like, is there certain ones that you like? Like, I can tell you right now, and I'm going to admit to this. I like the movie Sing and Sing Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're awesome because they use the songs that you hear on contemporary pop radio.
Yeah, I dig them.
Yeah, those are good.
I get to watch them all over again now and catch all the new ones because of my granddaughter.
That's right.
So, Encanto, big fan.
Do you have a Disney Plus?
Well, yeah, I have to because she's over here.
Yeah, well, it's like Disney Plus is the way to go.
I'm like, I have to have that.
They got the classics on there. We put the classics on all the time.
Dude, I still
like Lady
watch
and
them.
The Tramp.
I like Robin Hood.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
I will watch Robin Hood. All the time, every chance I get, man. That was a heartbreaking film when I was a little boy. When he got that coin for his birthday, and then the sheriff took it, I'm still mad about it now.
I remember E.T.
Had
me emotional when I was in the theater as a kid. I remember
what do you mean
bawling.
When you was a kid? Like Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get your cry on. Watch Where the Red Fern Grows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another one. I saw when we were watching the trailers when we were going to see Puss in Boots yesterday. That they're making another John Wick.
Oh, well, just keep milking that cow.
I'm like,
Keanu.
Come on, man. Like the
don't
first
talk
two
bad
were
about
good.
John. No, just leave it at the
but
first
like,
one. We'll
come on, keep just keep going. I saw they're making another a new Little Mermaid too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that. And what was the other one? There was another advertisement. I was like, oh man, I got to tell Kate.
All I'm waiting for is March because that's when they're finally going to drop the D&D movie. We'll be able to see how this works out. Vox Machina season 2 comes out in January. Dude, I'm set. I'm ramping. This is gonna be perfect.
Yeah, Luke, they had a big poster for the Dungeons & Dragons thing. And
is he down?
Luke was down. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm
happening.
Ready. Something like that.
It's happening.
Is pretty awesome. Well, folks, it is Christmas. Christmas is upon us. We are not going to be doing a show next week. We are taking off next week to be with family and friends.
We'll drop something, but...
Maybe
like a rewind, right?
Yeah,
we'll throw something out there for you
we'll
to
throw something.
We'll
but
find
we will
something.
Be, just enjoying our best lives. I hope everybody out there has a safe and happy holidays and a safe New Year's. Please be careful out
Pass
there.
Pass out hugs, big hugs. Let everybody know how you feel when you see them.
That's right.
Let them know you love them. Maybe not everybody. Don't tell that one cousin or that uncle or that aunt or don't. Yeah, maybe I'm going to walk that back a little bit. Maybe let them know you care about them.
There you go.
Right. Let them know you care. That's the one thing. Hey, I love you, bud.
I love you,
I'm
too.
I'm glad we're still doing this. I'm glad nothing's happened to us all this time as we get closer and closer to that next great mystery. We just keep plugging down the road.
I know, another year gone by. 2022. Boy, it went by fast, right?
So fast.
We got so much planned for 2023.
Yeah.
If you have any stories or news sightings or anything you want to share with me and Cam and the listeners, you can email the show expandedperspectives@yahoo.com. You can call the show. We love to hear your beautiful voices. 888-393-2783. Cam,
you
got any last words before we go look at our stockings?
We got to go check out, see if we got anything good. No, I do not. Folks, thank y'all so much for sticking around for this all this year. We'll jump on it again next year, see where that leads to. Kyle and I have actually been doing some brainstorming and may have a surprise. Now we're going to come out with the stuff that we didn't get to this year because of well, our lives, the way this stuff works. So we got a lot of plans for next year. We love y'all. Y'all take care.
That's about all the time we have for this episode, folks. I'm Kyle. He's Cam.
Peace, y'all.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.